All right, as we get ready for Giants baseball today, a pleasure to bring on Trace Thompson of the Los Angeles Dodgers. As I always say, I can only put certain people on this show from the Dodgers, and it won't create trouble, and you're one of them.
I don't know about that. I've been booed there a couple times, so I don't know about that, but happy to join you guys.
It's a good story, your story, and as I was saying earlier today, nine teams and all over baseball. What happens? How do you go through that?
Well, you know, you just, I feel like I always saw the light at the end of the tunnel. I always felt like I could contribute to a major league team. You know, and I think a lot of people thought that about me when I first put this Dodgers uniform on. My career took an interesting path since then. But I'm really trying to appreciate each and every day and each and every moment. And trying to really just make the most of each day, because I know there's more to do and more for me to contribute to this team, so I'm just looking forward to the future.
Well, you're drafted by the White Sox, which is interesting, an early pick from them. What was that experience like when you got into pro ball?
It was awesome. It was my dream. I mean, it was everything to me. Since I was 5 years old, I wanted to play professional baseball, and got drafted to a really good organization. I had some amazing mentors that I still continue to talk to with and stay in contact with to this day pretty frequently. So the White Sox organization will always be special to me. A lot of people that are still there that you know I had as a teenager. So but it was everything to me. I'm very grateful to have been a White Sox and to play the major leagues for them. And like I said, there's people there that will always mean a lot to me.
Yeah, Trace Thompson with us. Tell me, who are they? Because those are names we should always know.
Well, Buddy Bell is one of the first guys I think of. He's with the Cincinnati Reds now, but Buddy was, you know, essentially in charge of player development. You know, Buddy was almost like a father figure to me. And then Daryl Boston, who's the first base coach for the Major League team now, has been for almost 10 years now. He's one of my main mentors, a guy that I talk to pretty frequently, a guy who's close with not just me but my family. Gary Ward's another guy who was my hitting coach for a few years, and I call him my baseball father. Whenever I need baseball or sound advice, not just in baseball but life and stuff that relates to baseball, he's probably the first guy I call. So those are three guys that stick out. There's so many others that help me, and I'd be remiss to forget to name all of them, but those three guys meant a lot to me, you know, when I was a teenager, and will continue to mean a lot to me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, a beautiful story. Trace Thompson with us. So what was the issue as you went through your major league career, because now you've broken through to some extent? What was it?
You know, I feel like once I was starting to establish myself as a young major leaguer when I was first here, you know, I suffered some injuries that, you know, took really important reps, you know, of my career away from me. And so coming back from that, just kind of trying to find myself again as a player and as a hitter more specifically, I just feel like I kind of lost myself a little bit. So I kind of just had to go and really just rediscover myself and reestablish myself at this level. And it's been a process that has taken a while, but you know, like I said, I'm happy to be here now, and I feel like there's plenty more to do, and I feel like I haven't really scratched the surface. I know there's a lot more for myself to improve on and myself to help this team moving forward, so hopefully I can do that starting tonight.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They always say have fun in baseball. Yes. You have fun.
Well, I think it's important. You know, I've been through a lot in my life and in my career to work to get back to this level. I think one of the main things I deserve for myself, to myself, is to go out here and have fun and enjoy each moment. Because, yeah, I've been to some dark places in this game. I've been in some places that people don't even know about. So, I'm definitely going to try to enjoy it and go out and have fun. At the same time, go out and compete and try to win and, you know, and dominate each team we play against. But at the same time, have fun and enjoy the moment.
Did you ever think about playing overseas in Korea, Japan, or anything like that?
You know, some situations had, you know, came up in the past. But like I said, I always saw the light at the end of the tunnel. I knew I could help a major league team. And like I said, I still think there's more for me to improve on and to do in this game and at this level. And so I always wanted to bet on myself because I knew I could do it. It was just a matter of going out there and proving it.
This has been a fabulous season for you. The breakthrough happened early. All of a sudden, a couple of home runs, and you sort of relaxed. It looked like you said, okay, I can do this. And there was a couple of big home runs for you early.
Well, you know, going into the season, I feel like last season was big for me. Getting to back to the big leagues with the Chicago Cubs was a big moment for me. And, you know, once I got there, it was like time to just keep playing, you know, and try to finish the season strong. And I had a decent, you know, sample size, small sample size, but I played okay in that small sample size and kind of showed myself that I can do this. And so going into this year, I thought, you know, I was with the Padres in spring training and got called up towards the end of April, and I thought that was going to be a pretty good situation for me. And I knew I could do it. You know, the start I got off to in AAA, not just here, but the start I got off to in AAA, I was like, okay, I can do this. For real, I can do this. And so, you know, once they let me go, I was just hoping for another opportunity, and the Tigers came calling, and then obviously get traded here. But I you know, it kind of reverts back to last year, then the spring training and the start of the season. I knew I could do this. And so, you know, like I said, there's more to do, and I'm just looking forward to every opportunity.
This weekend in San Francisco, we celebrate Hunter Pence. He goes on the Wall of Fame. Now, I look at guys who have fun playing. He was a guy who had fun playing. Your thoughts maybe on Hunter Pence?
He was a special talent, man. I mean, a lot of people and a lot of fans recognize him for the type of teammate and leader and type of person he is, which he's first class in all those things. But, man, he was a really good player, really, really good player. I remember watching him hit a triple one of my first spring trainings at Scottsdale Stadium. And, I mean, it felt like the ball landed, and I looked over to see where he was, and he was sliding into third base. He was, you know, amazing talent, could do everything on the field. But everyone's going to remember him for the type of person he is and the type of leader and teammate he is, which is something that, you know, it carries a lot more weight in this game than the type of player you are. You know, at the end of the day, we're all people, and he's a first-class human being.
Yeah, very well said. I said to my friend Bob Nightingale, of course, when I walk in the Dodger clubhouse, I feel like the old Yankees. Everywhere you look, it's somebody.
Yeah, it's a crazy group. It's pretty cool to be a part of. You know, there's so many guys in there that have accomplished so much. But really, you know, once you get down to it and you're in the room with them, they don't act any different. And I think that's the thing that's special. And it starts with 22 in there. It starts with Clayton. You know, he's one of the best teammates you could ask for. One of the hardest working, probably the hardest working teammate you could have. And so, you know, everyone's pulling for one common goal. Obviously, a lot of guys have accomplished stuff individually, but you know, at the end of the day, it's about winning games and winning the World Series. So, but it's been pretty special.
How about life in general? You walk into San Diego and Detroit. Next thing I tell you, you're going to be in the playoffs in a couple of weeks. How about that?
Yeah, Austin Barnes was asking me if I thought this was a possibility for me at the start of the year. And it's wild. You know, I was trying to soak it in as much as possible last night on the field when we were all out there and stuff. But, you know, like I said, I still think there's more to do for myself and to help this team and moving forward and show these guys that I can continue to contribute. So I'm just looking forward to tonight and the rest of the season and put one foot in front of the other, and then hopefully October, you know, we'll be on a roll and see what happens.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say you have some very famous fans who come out and have a lot of fun when you do something. How do you feel about that? Of course, talking about your brother and Steph.
Yeah, I mean, my brother is just my brother. You know, I know a lot of people make a deal about it, and I get it, but I can't view it that way. He'll always be my, you know, my big brother, my middle brother, and then obviously I have another brother, my big brother as well. So, but I mean, they're my best friends. We did everything together growing up, talk every day. So, it's been pretty cool. I know he's a busy guy. It's been pretty cool to see both of them at the stadium and at our games and stuff. But yes, and Steph, I mean, I stay away from all of them. I kind of try to let them do their own thing. I don't want to be one of the guys that's always around. And I know how much stuff that they got going on. So I'm actually probably closer with Steph's family, with, you know, his sister and his. I've been around his sister and his brother and his parents probably more than him. but it's pretty cool to see their support and stuff. I know it's been, they've known our family. We've known Steph and Draymond and Andre Iguodala. We've known them for so long now, and so for them to kind of follow me is pretty special.
Yeah. Come on, they have a ball. It's good for everybody. Hey, a pleasure having you on, honestly.
Of course, I appreciate it.
All right, Marty Lurie here, Trace Thompson. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.
More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.